This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. Natural medicine is under extreme attack thanks to the new FDA head, Dr. Robert Califf. I guess his name, Califf, Califf. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here in the Forensic Food Laboratory. I just finished an ICP run, and I heard from an associate of a law firm today who is, they have good contacts inside the FDA. They told me that the word is coming down from the FDA that due to the Food Safety and Modernization Act, which I think was passed in, 2011 or 2012, something in that range. Due to that act, this guy, Robert Califf, who was just approved, confirmed as the head of the FDA, he is going to wage an all-out war on natural medicine. This guy, Califf, he has taken money from 23 different drug companies. I mean, all the big names, the Eli Lillys, the Mercks, the Pfizers, the AstraZenecas of the world. He thinks the FDA should be a partner of Big Pharma. And you see, the danger here is that the FDA regulates both drugs and food and also dietary supplements, you know, superfoods, nutritional supplements, protein powders, herbal medicines. And yet the FDA is really a puppet of the pharmaceutical industry. The FDA has censored the truth about natural medicine. The FDA has gone after companies that are trying to tell the truth about natural medicine. In conjunction with the FTC, by the way, the FDA has essentially made it a criminal act to sell an herbal product that has medicinal value while telling the truth about that product's actual medicinal value. The FDA, in essence, is engaged in the attempted wipeout of all knowledge of herbal medicine or natural medicine. And this, so coming down from Washington now because of this guy, Dr. Robert Califf, he's going to use the Food Safety Modernization Act to go after and shut down small producers of superfoods, dietary supplements, and natural medicine. It's stunning that it's an all-out war essentially against the industry. Now, the timing of this is amazing because you have to check out the Natural Medicine Summit put on by Dr. Michael T. Murray. I've been interviewed in that summit about natural medicines. You can get the link at healthranger.com if you want to check it out. Dr. Murray is the author of the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine and many other books. He's someone that I read when I first even got into nutrition and medicinal healing and food science, which is really my focus now, as you can see in this laboratory. Dr. Murray's summit is now even more important because of what's coming down from Washington, D.C. They're going to try to wipe out natural medicine or put companies out of business or essentially raise the barrier so high to staying in the industry that only the very large companies will be able to survive. And one of the ways that they're going to do that, I've been told, is by doing all of these surprise inspections and that require businesses to meet so-called GMP requirements of the FDA. GMP means good manufacturing practices. Now, I am intimately familiar with GMP because we are GMP compliant, and it is it's a nightmare of paperwork and process. But it's on the upside, I have seen companies in this industry that are cutting corners that probably do need to be shut down. So I can kind of see both sides on the whole GMP thing, by the way. But when it's used as a weapon to try to go after an entire segment of the natural medicine industry, that's where I have a real problem with that. Because, yeah, I'm all for food safety. Yeah, I'm all for GMP compliance. I mean, food manufacturers have to have some basic safety measures in place. They have to know what they're selling. They have to manufacture it in a safe way. They have to wash the machines, you know, for God's sake. And some companies don't. So I can see going after the worst offenders who are selling unsafe products. But the message that I'm getting is that they're going to go after the entire industry and try to shut down as many of these companies as possible. Now, they won't be able to shut us down for these reasons because, I mean, look behind me. We own our own laboratory. We're probably the only small business food manufacturer, superfood manufacturer that has our own analytical testing laboratory. I mean, we test for microbiology. We test for pesticides. We test for heavy metals. I've got the IC over there for testing for fluoride. I mean, we can test for label accuracy. We can measure the curcuminoids percentage in a turmeric extract or the green tea catechins in a green tea extract or the phycocyanins in spirulina, for example. We can do all those things. Most people can't. Most companies can't. They don't have the expertise. They don't have the equipment. So they're not going to be able to be GMP compliant. I mean, I guess, you know, if I were just a monopolist or something, I'd be happy about this because it's going to put a lot of my competitors out of business, but I'm not happy about it. I think that the world of natural medicine is a treasure chest of knowledge for humanity. And with the drug companies just becoming ridiculously expensive and their products ridiculously toxic and the antibiotics no longer being useful because of the rise of superbugs, we are going to need to turn to the world of natural medicine in our society to bring answers to things that the drug companies can no longer even address. You want a cure for cancer? The drug companies don't have it. Their cancer treatments cause cancer. Chemotherapy, mammography causes cancer. Radiation therapy causes cancer. Natural medicine has things that reverse cancer, or at least help to do so, as long as you take care of other areas of your health and reduce exposure to cancer-causing chemicals and things like that. Natural medicine has answers for diabetes. It has answers for heart disease. It has answers for preventing Alzheimer's and dementia, kidney disorders, liver disorders, skin disorders, sleep disorders, sexual function disorders, mood disorders, you name it, skeletal disorders. Natural medicine is the answer. That's the wealth for humanity. That's the abundance of medicine. And to think that our government is now, under this guy, Caliph, is going to try to go after that whole sector and try to, you know, punish it or shrink it or shut it down so that they can hand Big Pharma a bigger monopoly, that's pretty sick. That's pretty sick. And that's why we have to spread the knowledge and the wisdom of natural medicine. So check out the summit, Dr. Murray's summit. It's called the Natural Medicine Summit. You can find the link at healthranger.com. Just link to it right there. I'm interviewed as part of the summit. A lot of other people interviewed as well. But I didn't record this just to plug the summit. I'm just saying that is launching right now at the same time that Dr. Caliph has been confirmed as the FDA head. And then this information is coming down from the FDA that they're going after these small companies, especially herbal medicine companies and so on. This is all coalescing at the same time, and it's not coincidence. It's not coincidence. The medical establishment knows that the end of the pharmaceutical era is now very, very close. They know that the era of antibiotics is virtually over. Their drugs don't work anymore on these superbugs. They have no new drugs in the pipeline. They know that the conventional medicine, their high-profit pharmaceuticals, are so unaffordable now that everybody is choosing a different option. They had to criminalize opting out of the health insurance industry by passing Obamacare just to prevent people from choosing natural medicine and other options. They actually had to force the whole country into their big pharma system because if people had a choice, they would choose something different. They would choose natural medicine. They would choose holistic medicine, different modalities that actually prevent disease. So we've reached the end of the era of big pharma dominance. Even the American Medical Association recently said, well, actually, November of last year, they announced that they want to ban direct-to-consumer drug advertising. Imagine that. The AMA, okay? They say we should ban drug ads that talk directly to consumers. Well, what a lot of people don't know is that drug ads are illegal everywhere around the world, except in America and I think maybe New Zealand. And they were only legalized by the FDA in 1997, I believe. And from that day, that's when Big Pharma began running all these stupid little ads like ask your doctor about drug X, ask your doctor about this, and ask your doctor about that. And it turned doctors into nothing but pill-pushing prostitutes and pimps just handing out prescriptions to all the patients. It's insane. That's what it has become. Doctors have become pill-pushing vending machines for Big Pharma. And because of that, you know, people aren't any healthier. There's not a lower rate of diabetes. The diabetes drugs don't prevent diabetes. They don't work. You know, even the flu vaccines don't even prevent the flu. Most people who get the flu had the vaccine. You know, all these drugs don't work. The statin drugs don't work. They cause rapid aging, accelerated aging, muscle fatigue, memory loss, all these things. That's just statin drugs. The antidepressants cause metabolic disorders. They lead to type 2 diabetes. And then the diabetes drugs don't work either. And then the cancer drugs cause cancer. It's just insane. The system is collapsing. And what's going to come in its place, replace it, is holistic medicine, nutritional therapies, natural medicine, herbal medicine, acupuncture, Chinese medicine, chiropractic care, massage therapy, all kinds of modalities, naturopathic medicine, of course. NDs have a real future in our society, whereas MDs, medical doctors, are just going broke, a lot of them, if they're running their own practices, because their system doesn't work. They have whole departments, just do nothing but insurance paperwork and compliance. They're not even hardly in the business of providing healthcare anymore. They're just paper pushers and pill pushers. That's it. That's their whole business. That's medicine today, and it's collapsing. It's almost over. And so now they nominate this guy, Califf, head of the FDA, to come in and try to save this collapsing system. It's not going to work. People look for alternatives. They want something different. They want something that's more natural, that's safer, that's more efficacious. In other words, it works better, and it's more affordable. That's natural medicine. Check out the Natural Medicine Summit. The link is at healthranger.com. Learn and pass along that wisdom and knowledge. This is the kind of life-saving information that we're going to have to rely on in our society when that pharmaceutical system implodes. And by the way, do you know it's government debt spending that is the only thing keeping big pharma alive? Did you know that? If consumers had to actually make their own choices and shop around for medical treatments or interventions, they would never choose the monopoly-priced pharmaceuticals offered by big pharma that the government buys in order to, through Medicare and Medicaid, and now Obamacare. The government buys all those using taxpayer money, subsidizes that, and then gets those pills pushed to the consumers while the drug companies cash in with billions of dollars a year in profit. When our government stops functioning because of the coming economic collapse, I mean, we're $19 trillion in debt and rising. At some point, this debt bomb explodes. When that happens, big pharma goes bankrupt. They will no longer have these government revenues because the government will be bankrupt. That day is coming. When that day arrives, you better know something about natural medicine. Essential oils. You need to have your own essential oils first aid kit. I forgot to mention that. You need to know how to grow your own aloe vera. You need to know how to make your own herbal extracts. Make your own essential oils. I've got a setup here in the lab over there, a distillation system I'm going to demonstrate for you. Using my grow boxes to grow basil and then distilling the actual basil essential oil right here in the laboratory. I'm going to show you how to do that. So you can grow your own food, you can make your own medicine, but you got to have the knowledge of how natural medicine works. That's where Michael T. Murray comes in. And people like Joe Pizzorno, also a naturopathic physician, Bastyr University, and so on. Tap into their knowledge through this free Natural Medicine Summit. It's at healthranger.com. That'll get you registered there and you can tap into this. Don't miss this. You're going to need this knowledge. It's life-saving knowledge. You better buy some books online or, you know, bn.com or Amazon, wherever. Buy some books that are like reference guides for natural medicine, which essential oils are good for these conditions, how to use herbs to treat infections or to treat high blood pressure, other things. You better have these books on hand because there's going to come a day where you need all this information. And, believe me, there's a day of reckoning coming in this country where that old system of pharmaceutical medicine will collapse. And I mean, we're in the slow collapse right now. It's already begun. People are turning away from big pharma in droves. They realize their drugs don't work. They just flat out don't work. I don't take a single pharmaceutical. Haven't for as long as I can remember. I wouldn't even touch antibiotics. I wouldn't touch statin drugs. I wouldn't touch vaccines. I wouldn't touch any of that stuff. Don't need it. Never get sick. Why is that? Because I drink healthy smoothies. I grow my own food. I take natural medicine. I take high-quality nutritional supplements, superfoods. I run my own lab. I test everything for heavy metals, and I avoid heavy metals. I test for pesticides now in the organic chemistry section over there. I make sure that I take in super clean foods, and as a result, I don't need that whole system of medicine. I don't need Obamacare. I don't need Big Pharma. I don't need these doctors. I mean, yeah, it's good to have them around in case you have a car accident or, you know, you have some, I don't know, some kind of farming accident, you know. Yeah, you need surgeons. You need emergency rooms. I get that. You need anesthesia for surgery. I get that. I'm not saying it's all bad. But that system of medicine doesn't prevent cancer, doesn't prevent diabetes, doesn't prevent heart disease, Alzheimer's, kidney disorders, nothing. In fact, their drugs cause those conditions. Their drugs are toxic. The alternative is what keeps you healthy and alive and vibrant. And the alternative is natural medicine, nutrition, phytotherapy, plant-based therapies, and so on and so forth, essential oils, you name it. That's what really works. You know, I got to tell you, as I have removed all the toxic heavy metals out of my diet, and I have turned to healthy foods, superfoods, and nutrition, I have become so cognitively capable. I'm more capable now in terms of learning and memorization than ever in my entire life. It is stunning. I feel like I'm 10 times smarter than I was when I was in college, because I was living on more junk foods back then. And today I'm living on superfoods and healthy foods. So I've just cleaned up my own neurology with good nutrition and natural medicine. And look, now I'm running a science lab. This is PhD level stuff. I'm probably the only guy in America who owns my own laboratory who didn't have a PhD from academia to do all this. I mean, I'm probably the only guy who ever learned this from scratch. How can I do that? It's nutrition. It's natural medicine. It's the ability to learn, the ability to get your body functioning the way it's supposed to, in harmony. Harmony through your neurology, harmony in your cellular function so you don't have cancer, harmony in your liver so you have good, clean blood and your kidneys are functioning well. And, you know, you have good sleep, you have good creativity, good ideas, good memorization, problem-solving capabilities, all these things. That's what natural medicine and nutrition brings you. Whereas the world of pharmaceuticals, they dumb you down, they make you stupid, they make you hurt, they cause chronic pain, they cause sleep disorders. And don't even get started about chemotherapy and the cancer drugs, you know, the weight loss, your hair falling out, losing muscle mass, people dying, starving away on cancer drugs while they call that medicine. Give me a break. That's ridiculous. It's a crime against cancer patients. You know, it's just... The crimes against humanity that are being committed today by the pharmaceutical industry are just unfathomable. We don't have to live in a world with that much pain and suffering. We can live in a world where nearly every single person is healthy and cancer-free. I know how to create that world, and it starts with natural medicine and nutrition. The answers are right there. Mother Nature already did the hard work for us. We don't have to synthesize molecules in a laboratory. Mother Nature is already building them in the dandelions, you know, in the red clover, in the milk thistle herb. Nature has already created all the medicine you ever need. You just have to learn how to tap into it. That's the only thing that's required. And then you can explore and express and discover the maximum human potential that you were born to experience. That's what natural medicine gives you. It's more than just preventing disease or preventing pain. Natural medicine opens up your life to a whole new world of abundance and creativity and personal development. And I think that's one reason why they're trying to criminalize it. They don't want you to succeed. They don't want you to be free. They don't want you to be healthy and have charge of your own life. They want you to be a victim. They want you to be another barcoded patient in a gurney at a hospital where they're billing Medicare, Medicaid, and Obamacare to run CAT scans on you. The hospital's making money while you're dying. That's what they want. That's their model. It's sick. It's how do you even describe the magnitude of how evil that is? I don't know. I just know what the answer is. The answer is real food, real medicine, medicinal herbs, clean food, all these things. So definitely check out the summit. Healthranger.com is the website where you can find that. And by the way, one last thing. My new book, it's coming out. Yeah, it's called Food Forensics, and the website, you can actually pre-order it right now from Amazon.com, and the website is foodforensics.com. This book is going to shake up the whole industry. You're not even going to believe all the research that went into this book, nearly 1,000 scientific citations, nearly 1,000 foods tested on this instrument in this laboratory for heavy metals, and we report all that in the book, foodforensics.com. Going to blow your mind. If you want to be healthy, you're going to need to get that book too and learn from it. So spread the word. Natural medicine is the future of medicine, and Big Pharma is the past. It's history. And by the way, if you're wondering about my shirt, Team Tesla, this is referring to Nikola Tesla. Nikola, not Tesla the car company. No, Elon Musk, really? Government-funded, taxpayer-funded guy? Give me a break. I'm talking about the real science, man. Nikola Tesla, that's I'm on Team Tesla, yeah. I admire real scientists who pioneered things, even if they didn't get the publicity. Nikola Tesla deserves his place in history. Anyway, thanks for watching. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and my website is naturalnews.com or healthranger.com. Take care. We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.